Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Cozy Griffith. I'm your host Tanner. Welcome to a brand new show, brand new episode. We have a great guest today from the Pixelation Podcast.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
My name is Faith from the Pixelation Podcast. Hi. Good to be here.
It's good to have you here.
Mm-hmm.
Faith, I have a question. I have a question always asked first.
Mm-hmm.
Who are you and what do you do?
I am a girl. I just stopped being a student recently. I'm a recent college graduate, I guess you could say that. And I do not currently work, but I studied architecture, but I am the host of the Fixuation Podcast, and it's a storytelling podcast, and that's where my priorities lie right now.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
What made you want to start a podcast about telling stories?
I've always really loved storytelling. I've always really loved, like, telling people about movies I watched, narrating, basically, just interesting things that happen. You know, I've always really loved that. And I listened to this storytelling podcast called, The Darkest Night. And it's the podcast that basically inspired me to start my storytelling podcast, because it was just so good. It was a very immersive experience. I felt like I was a part of the audio. It was just like really good sound effects and all of that, and I thought that, you know what, this is what I want to do, and I started it. But instead of making mine, because the other podcast was mostly just, it was a more horror thriller type podcast, I make stories of different genres, and I also have s'more story segments. So,
s'more stories. So, mm-hmm. Tell us a little about these s'more story segments you do.
So the s'more story segments, they're like improvised story segments that I do, where I have a guest on, and we play the paper fortune game, which everyone's telling me it's called MASH. We play MASH, and we basically, you know, just make up stories on the spot. Interesting stories based on random themes that we pick from the MASH game. Tanner will be on one of my episodes, so you should check that out. That's basically s'more story episodes.
Why do you call it s'more stories? I always think of like s'mores for like, you eat like a campfire s'more. Is that?
Yeah, that's basically, you know, like when you have a camp event, or you're around the fire at camp and you like tell scary stories while you make s'mores, or you like roast marshmallows. That's kind of the vibe I was going for when I was like s'more stories. So making up stories, so might as well call it s'more stories. Yeah.
So you studied architecture? What's that like?
It's like college. You know, it is a lot of work, a lot of drawings, a lot of time management issues, because you gotta go back and forth on a lot of things that you do. Sometimes you think you're done and your professor's like, nah, I don't think so. So you have to go back and do stuff a million times. You know, overall it was good. It wasn't as hard as I thought it was gonna be when I first started in my freshman year. I thought it was gonna be so much harder, but it turned out okay.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. Did you go to college?
Yeah.
What did you study?
Forensic science.
Ooh. Whoa. Full 4 years?
Yeah. I got a bachelor's.
That's... Oh my god, that's amazing. What do you want to do with that?
I don't know. I might have to get my master's just to do anything with it, really.
Okay, you're not trying to be like a detective or anything? I don't know what you could do with forensic science, to be honest.
You can be like a specialist, like in ballistics or certain type of evidence, like ballistics or blood splattering or biometrics or something like that.
I feel you. That makes sense. No, I get it. Cool. Very cool.
I'm very mad about, like, movies about colleges. That always seems like everybody's partying in college, but for me, it was, like, studying all the time and writing a bunch of essays on, like, fingerprints or whatever.
Yeah. I know. That's basically what college was for me, too, especially because I went to college in the city, New York City. So we didn't really have a campus to have dorm parties and stuff. You know, like, whatever party you went to was, like, someone's party at their house, but if you didn't really know anyone who partied or did, like, through parties for stuff, you didn't really go for parties, which was basically college for me. I didn't really go for anything.
I was like, oh, yeah, I got, like, a... do, like, 30-page essay on blah, blah, blah by, like, Wednesday. And then, oh, yeah, it's Monday now. I'm gonna hurry up and do it. Like, thanks. And, like, that's one class, and you gotta do, like, three other classes.
I think that's more for your major, but because my major was more science-inclined, we didn't write as much essays. I had to take the basic English classes. I had to take, like, English 1 and 2, but I didn't like them. I got through those classes. Like, every other liberal arts class I took, those were the classes that made me write essays, and I hate writing essays. So, I'm glad I picked a major that's very minimal essay, minimal reading long books type major.
Did y'all use, like, APA or LMIA format?
I don't know. This shows how little I know on essays. I know both those formats, but I do not know the difference. I just write an essay.
Tell you.
Mm-hmm.
What was, like, the first story you ever, like, wrote about or something?
The first what?
What was the first story you ever wrote?
Like I said, I don't write stories. Most of the stories I have on my podcast improvised. Oh, the very first story I ever improvised. Me and my sister have an ongoing joke about this house that we lived in having ghosts in the storage area. And I remember making up stories about what the ghost does while we're not home, what the ghost does in its free time, or what the ghost does while we're asleep, or why it chose a store to be in. And that was probably the first improvised story that I kept going, and I was like 10, 9 or 10 years old when I started making these up for my sister.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. What does the ghost do when you're not there?
I don't know. We always thought the ghost learned, like, juggling or, like, practice for random rhythms. because other times when we were in the store, like when stuff would just randomly drop, it would always make like a rhythmic clank sound, and we're like, yeah, that ghost is definitely some musician of sorts, just making beats and doing stuff like that while we're not home, moving stuff around, like doing mundane stuff. We always thought it was like a ghost that wasn't really there to scare us, but it was just a ghost trying to like do hobbies.
Well,
mm-hmm.
Well, does the ghost have a name or something like that?
No, we never named the ghost because that's going in too deep. We never named it. We just said the ghost in the store every time.
What kind of store was it?
We had a store where it had like a huge fridge in it, like a deep freezer where my mom kept all the meat and stuff, and like bags of rice and I don't know whatever other stuff we eat, like beans. We had a little farm at the back of my house, so greens that we got were in there, corn, just stuff, just food stuff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What was it like growing up in New York?
Cool. The weather is something. It's pretty cold right now. It was pretty chilling. I don't know. For me, it wasn't that crazy. Some people have some other crazy stories. My experience was pretty chill. It's been pretty chill, and life is just easy going.
Hello everybody, it's me Tanner. So I want to do a quick little shout out to SoBeItCBD.com. They're a great website for all your CBD needs. They have gummies and ointments and lotions and a whole bunch of cool stuff. Right now they're having a 20% off site wide. I don't know if they're still doing it or not, but it says so on our site. They have stuff for your pets. They have tincture oil. They have wild hemp hits 20 pack. I tried them. They're pretty great. They got vanilla coffee booster, rich CBD, and you can save some money when you order by using the code Cryptid. Cozy Cryptid on checkout. Thanks. And remember to use the referral link down below. Today's episode is brought to you by Fanatics. Fanatics is the world's largest collection of official fan gear from all the leagues, teams, and players you love. If you enjoy our show and are looking to buy a new jersey, sweatshirt, or hat, you can support us by going to podgo.co/Fanatics and getting 25% off your next order. That's podgo.co/Fanatics. Fanatics, officially license everything.
Are you looking for a new adventure? Did you ever want to visit the city where all your nightmares reside? Well, you're in luck. Join us, your tour guides, Christine and Jen, to visit Nopeville, where you will be personally escorted on an all-inclusive trip through the city and see all possibilities of terror and fright.
You'll see all sorts of things on your tours, including, but definitely not limited to, the paranormal, true crime, the supernatural, and more. If you're into all that and enjoy a little dark humor, book your tour today and nope right along with us. Check us out on our website at nopevillepodcast.com to see where you can listen to Nopeville today.
I guess.
Which part of New York are you from? That was a pretty
Brooklyn.
Big state. Brooklyn?
The big, cool. The big BK. Prop. No, that's not good. Just Brooklyn.
Are you a Nets
mundane
fan?
The mundane parts of Brooklyn where none of the tremendously interesting stuff happens.
Are you a Nets fan?
So I'm not typically into sports, so I can't really pick teams that I like, because I don't watch, honestly. I feel like the only sport that I ever followed at a point was tennis, but my family's not a sports watching family. My dad watches golf tournaments, but he doesn't watch football or basketball or any of that.
Who was your favorite?
Yeah, what about you?
I like sports. I like sports.
Football and stuff.
Football, basketball. Baseball's boring.
Cool. Baseball's boring? Yeah, I would say so. I went to a baseball game once, and the only thing I enjoyed about it is the little intermission, little celebration stuff they have with, the giant screen and the Jumbotron and the mascots doing cool stuff. That's the only parts I enjoyed.
So who's your favorite tennis player?
I don't have a favorite. I don't know any players because I just don't pay attention to these things.
Well, come on. Do you know anything about cryptids or anything like that?
Cryptids. I think the most interesting cryptid to me is the Yeti Bigfoot. type stories, because I think they might be real. You know, it's not too far-fetched to think that they are real. We have really giant apes and stuff, so I do believe it's possible for Bigfoot to be a thing. It's very interesting concepts of it. I think the Mothman stories are also really funny. Because I don't think we have any proof or anything that Mothman is real. It's just people saying, hey, I saw a Mothman, and a bunch of people around the certain area saying, yeah, no, totally, I saw a Mothman, you know?
Yeah. I think people are like, yeah, sure, I saw it. I think people just say they saw it because they want to be, included in the story or whatever.
Yeah, no, it's like, it's like when some people, or when your neighbor says, hey, I think my house might be haunted, it kind of puts that in your head, so you start to think, oh my god, I live in the same neighborhood, my house could be haunted, and then you start seeing things and you're like, oh my god, I saw a Mothman. You know, and then you tell the next person, and then everyone starts seeing things and hearing things.
Have you ever seen anything?
I don't think I have. Back in my country, there is this whole idea of something called a bush baby, which is an actual animal. Now that I'm older, and if I was there's actually bush babies. But the bush baby is supposedly a baby who got thrown away by her mother or something, and it just is in the wilderness crying. and looking for its mother, but eats people who are out at night or something. And I remember when I was in boarding school, our boarding school, you know, wasn't the fanciest, and it had like this area that was usually really dark at night, but it was like right next to the bathroom. I was like, I don't know why that place didn't have more light, to be honest. And I swear I was like, oh my god, every time I went around there, I was always so nervous that there was a bush baby in that area, you know. And people said, oh, they heard cries, and the whole bush baby theory was when it went on for like way too long, but I honestly don't think, you know, it was a thing.
Mm-hmm. You're, what would you do if you sing a bush baby?
I don't know. Oh my god, I really don't know. It's like, that's like asking me, what would I do if I was walking in the woods and I just saw a brown bear? Like, I would be frozen in my steps. Like, it's the same thing, but if I saw like a wolf or anything that I feel like, you know, could attack me, I would just be like, huh, what do I do? Or if I walked in my house and I just saw some guy breaking in, yeah, I would just be like frozen. Like, I don't think I've ever thought deeply into my next actions, like run or throw something. Like, I would just be frozen first, like processing that it's actually happening to me. So if I ever saw a bush baby or heard, or I think I saw a bush baby, I'd be like, is that actually a bush baby right now? Am I fucking like tripping? Is this a dream?
Yeah, I'll be like, if I've seen like a bear, I'll like probably poop myself or something. Oh, we were all freaked out.
All right. Well, this has been quite fun. I don't know what other what other cryptids did you believe in?
It's like Bigfoot's probably real. It's everyone's like seen it, or it's like everywhere. And okay. Maybe like monsters. Or something like that, because there's a lot of lake monsters reported throughout history. Mm-hmm. And here we got, yeah, that's probably it. Everything else is like made up, I think.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
I don't think the Mothman's real.
It would be interesting if it was, because people have different interpretations of what he looks like. So, if the Mothman was real, I'd love to see which one of them got it right. Like, which one of them got the drawing or a visualization of it right.
So, where can people find your podcast?
You can find my podcast everywhere I'm based to listen to. You can find me everywhere. If you use Apple Podcasts, I'm on Apple Podcasts. Spotify, I'm also on Spotify. Where else? I'm on Google Podcasts. I'm on Anchor. Anchor is a big one. And I'm basically wherever you listen to your podcasts, you can find Fixuasion Podcast. And I've been told people have issues spelling it out, so it's Fixuasion Podcast. And then I'm on Twitter and Instagram if you ever want to reach out to me, because I'm interested in stories. If you are a person who writes and you want to send me something you wrote that you want me to make into an audio experience, I got you.
Nice. I know some authors.
Yeah. Cool. Thank you so much for having me on.
No problem. Where can people find you, like, on social media and stuff?
On Twitter and Instagram. On Twitter. Also at Fixuasion Podcast.
Do you have a website or anything?
I do not have a website, but I am planning to get into that. And all of the other YouTube and what's the other one where you could like sign up and stuff? Patreon? Yeah. Patreon, also planning to get into Patreon. But I'm not there yet.
I'm not ready for Instagram. Yeah, I'm not ready for people to pay for my stuff yet. I feel bad if they do.
Oh my god.
Man, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you so much. Thank you, everybody.
Everyone check their show out at Fixuasion Podcasts. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, bye.
Hello everyone, this is Brandon, the host of the ParaUnity Podcast, wanting to take a second to tell you about our show. The ParaUnity Podcast is your top choice for closing the distance between the paranormal groups. From ghosts, to cryptids, to ufology, we will discuss it all. The ParaUnity Podcast is aimed at promoting positivity and collaboration between investigators, and is geared specifically for those in the field. But if you're not, you'll still get a kick out of the show as well, because you'll be able to think of it like ghost hunters talking shop. Tune in and join myself and all of our amazing guests as we entertain you with sensational stories of fantastic places, events, tips for your investigations, and so much more. And remember, you can find the ParaUnity Podcast on your favorite podcast directory and part of the Paranormality Radio Network.